Joseph Ellison Timaan Valley. Book 2, Chapter 3 of the Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede. In the year of our Lord 604, Augustine, Archbishop of Britain, ordained two bishops, to wit, Mellitus and Justus. Mellitus to preach to the province of the East Saxons, who are divided from Kent by the River Thames, and border on the Eastern Sea. Their metropolis is the city of London, which is situated in the bank of the aforesaid river, and is the mart of many nations resorting to it by sea and land. At that same time, Sabert, nephew of Ethelbert, through his sister Ricula, reigned over the nation, though he was under subjection to Ethelbert, who, as has been said above, had commanded over all the nations of the English, as far as the river Humber. But when this province also received the word of truth by the preaching of Mellitus, King Ethelbert built the church of St. Paul the Apostle in the city of London, where he and his successors should have their episcopal see. As for Justus, Augustine ordained him bishop in Kent, at the city of the Rubrovis, which the English call Rofachestre, from one that was formerly the chief man of it, called Frof. It is about 24 miles distant from the city of Canterbury to the westward, and in it King Ethelbert dedicated a church to the blessed Apostle Andrew, and bestowed many gifts on the bishops of both those churches, as well as the Bishop of Canterbury, adding lands and possessions for the use of those who are associated with the bishops. After this, the beloved of God, our father Augustine, died, and his body was laid outside, close by the church of the blessed apostles Peter and Paul, above spoken of, because it was not yet finished, nor consecrated. But as soon as it was consecrated, the body was brought in, and fittingly buried in the north chapel thereof, wherein also were interred the bodies of all the succeeding archbishops, except two only, Theodore and Bartwald. Those bodies were in the church itself, because the aforesaid chapel could contain no more. Almost in the midst of this chapel is an altar dedicated in honor of the blessed Pope Gregory, at which every Saturday memorial masses are celebrated for the archbishops by a priest of that place. On the tomb of Augustine is inscribed this epitaph: "Here rests the Lord Augustine, first Archbishop of Canterbury, who, being of old sent hither by the blessed Gregory, bishop of the city of Rome, and supported by God in the working of miracles, led King Ethelbert and his nation from the worship of idols to the faith of Christ, and having ended the days of his office in peace, died the 26th day of May, in the reign of the same king." End of chapter 3 of the Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede.